Last week when the Indigo Quartet was here, their viola player was one of the two pianists, Futen Wang. And as we were talking, he mentioned that he also played piano, and in fact, he is here, along with his older brother, Yosin Wang. We will talk with them after the first of three selections they're going to play, and it's my pleasure now to officially introduce Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist winners, Yosin and Futen Wang.
Thank you.
the brothers Wang Yosen and De Futa. You both sounded great. And let me turn to Yosen first and just ask if you can tell us the piece you just played.
That was Slavonic Dances by Antonin Dvorak.
And the two were playing on a single keyboard, playing duet style. And what's it like to play that way? That has to, I would imagine, be a different challenge than playing on your own. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so to play duet, you kind of need a good sense of teamwork and partnership with your partners. So obviously as brothers, we kind of benefit from living in the same house. We can rehearse together and kind of work together. It makes it a little easier. So.
And now, for people listening that aren't watching you, there are times when I think only one of you is playing, right? Mm-hmm. And are you ever both playing at the same time with four hands on the keyboard?
Yeah, actually, for a lot of the parts, we have to... We're playing simultaneously, and there's at times we actually have to cross hands, so it takes a lot of coordination to put it together.
Yeah, it's really, and with radio, it's a little hard, certainly, to get that, but you really have to be able to choreograph. When you learn these pieces, do you sometimes end up brushing against one another, or is it hard to develop that style?
So when we rehearse, when we practice, we often have to kind of compensate and adjust for each other to make sure we can fit our hands into the positions that we need to play. So
yeah, you don't think about those things. It's almost like blocking a play, like knowing where your places are. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Yosen. We know you're 17. You'll be going into 12th grade.
That's right.
At North Allegheny. And what do you like to do?
I'm in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. I play viola. I also enjoy doing taekwondo.
Excellent. So you both are viola players.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're both pianists. That's something coincidental that you have. Do you have any other brothers or sisters?
No, just the two of us.
And anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
I would say hello maybe to my grandparents in Taiwan. I don't know if they're listening right now, but they always enjoy listening to us play. So,
well, I hope they are. And yeah. if you are listening, send us an email at slb@slbradio.org, and we'll pass it along to the two brothers. And it's a pleasure to have you listening if you are. You also, anybody can text us at 412-200-5975 if you have comments on what you're hearing. We would also like to thank Antoinette Tuma and everybody at the Pittsburgh Concert Society, including Patricia Prattis Jennings, who is here. Now, Futin last week was here playing viola, and you mentioned sort of casually that you also play piano, and that we realized you're coming here this week. You're really good. It's fun to watch you play both instruments. Any other observations on playing a duet as opposed to playing by yourself?
Well, in a duet, you also have to have like a lot of chemistry. You have to get along with the other person. So good thing we're brothers, so we can get along. But still, we sometimes like argue.
I was actually thinking, and I'll bet a lot of others are, I was thinking, could I do this with my brother? And I would imagine in some cases, brothers might not be the right combination, depending on how you get along. Do you know other brothers that do this together or siblings?
We actually don't, because our piano teacher, this is our first time that she ever had siblings do a piano duet together, so she found it very interesting.
I'll bet. You sound great. Now, we talked about this last week, but just so folks tuning in today know, what other interests do you have outside of music?
Well, I'm also a violist in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, like my brother, and I enjoy playing soccer recreationally, and I also like referee little kids in their games too.
That's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, we have another selection from you. And after you play your next piece, we'll talk a little bit about the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony and what that's been like, as well as the Young Artist Competition. Can you tell me the piece you'll play next?
We'll be playing Francis Poulenc's Sonata for Four Hands.
And once again, you're listening to Yosen and Futin Wang. That was incredible. Yosin and Futenweg, I stood up and watched. I had to look at their hands from the angle I am at right now. The music is in between us. And I put a picture of the two of them sort of from a top level on Facebook. And if you can expand it, you can see it's just incredible to watch the choreographer and how they play together. So tell me about the Pittsburgh Concert Society. I imagine you played before a panel, and is how did it go in terms of the young artists competition?
So we auditioned for the Pittsburgh Concert Society in early January, and basically we were one of the I think 7 or 8 selected artists out of the competition to play in their recital in March.
And so, yeah. Did you audition as a duet?
Yes, we basically played the same repertoire that we're playing right now.
Oh, that's terrific. And any comments about, it had to be really exciting when they notified you that you would be playing in the recital, but any words about how Pittsburgh Concert Society has encouraged your music or helped you along?
So we listened into some of the auditions, and it's a really, really high level of artistry and musicianship. So we felt really honored and blessed to be able to be one of the winners.
Terrific. Now, I'm curious. Did you want to add anything, Futen? It's with two brothers. It's like probably all the time people assume you each speak for one another. Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, among other things, you are going to be traveling coming up. Where are you heading this summer?
We're going to Spain for a tour. We're going to cities like Barcelona, Madrid, and Toledo.
And what instruments do you play in the symphony?
We're both violists.
That's exciting. Have you been to Europe before?
No, this is our first time, so we're really excited.
Yeah, it should be a beautiful opportunity. Now, you both, I would imagine, participate in North Allegheny orchestras, right? So you've got a lot going on with the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony and North Allegheny and the Pittsburgh Concert Society. And we know you're in a quartet. Do you play in any other musical groups yourself?
So I'm in the Amadeus Quartet, which has actually been on the show twice.
Yeah.
And recently this past year, we had a pianist, Ariana Chu, join us. And now we are the Amadeus Piano Quintet. So it's been really exciting and fun to play in.
That's a lot of music to fit into your life. I'm glad you're both able to do it. And when do you leave for Spain?
We're leaving on June 17th, so in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that should be. How long will you be over there?
We'll be there in 11 days.
That should be a great trip. Well, thank you both for being here. There's one more selection that you'll have. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I may not have asked you?
I just want to shout out to our mom and dad for providing us support all the way, and our piano teacher, Marina Lupinacci, for helping us with this.
Terrific. And now I will note to you that they have just traded sides, which I was actually curious about, because I would imagine some pieces require one of you be on the left and one of you be on the right. So now instead of Yosin and Futen, we have Futen and Yosef. We'll make that clear. Thank you so much for being here. And this is Hesitation Tango. And who's the composer?
This is by Samuel Barber.
Here again, the brothers Yosin and Futen Wang, with our thanks to Pittsburgh Concert Society.